April the 17th, 2020. I'm reading an interesting book by Vinciana Spratt. It's called I Am a Human Being, Not a Child. Absolutely not. It's called To the Happiness of the Dead. She wrote it in 1995. No. She wrote it in 2015. The line between the dead and the living is blurring when you read it. Feels good. I realize that being alive and being dead aren't two completely separate things. Feels good. With artificial intelligence, the line between being alive and being dead can move. We are becoming more and more life. There's an intriguing project by artist Atsuko Ishihara, where she brings the dead back to life for 49 days, a period of mourning in the Buddhist tradition. A robot is programmed to communicate like the missing person, and the family can interact with this person again. The dead can live again in the robot. This work is strong because the robot is also going to die. The aim of this project is not to make the dead person immortal, but to make the dead person live and die a second time. We all have to face the inevitable. And this difficult experience of separation with the dead can be re-experienced. It can be re-experienced more gently, more softly than when the body stopped living the first time. It's fascinating. It's coming from a new perspective and it's a fiction. It is a good fiction because in this story, robots do not take over the dead. Robots are tools we can play with. Robots are our friends.